is far
as
strong. So free is no
so emptied himself.
Your hands in the worship of this God. Worship Him. Just keep worshiping Him. There's a fourth lyric. Worship Him. Worship Him. Lyric of first, fourth verse. Shut up. Name of Jesus. Lift your hands. We'll take the fourth verse.
Should die for
me. Press again. Now I dread. Your hands everywhere you are and just talk to him. For my God to die for me, what a love.
And if you wanted to do your talk by totally handing over your life to him who died for you, you have not been living for him. You've been living for yourself. You've been living in rebellion, living in disobedience, living in sin, living in guilt, and you want to do it well and do it on the altar, feel free to come forward. You carry your Bibles, your bags. I want to hand in my life. I want to hand in myself. I'm not waiting for a message or waiting for another altar, for an altar call after a message, but I want to do it now. Hand my life over to him. Have my sins forgiven. Have Jesus to be Lord over my life. Quickly come forward. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray, people, the rest of us. Here am I, Lord. Thank you for dying for me. My God, thank you for dying for me.
Sugar. Amazing love.
Your hand on your chest, all of you on your knees, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you who died for me to surrender my sins. I ask for forgiveness. I ask for mercy. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. I ask that today will mark a new day for you. Help from above to live for God. Be released for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Counselors, you will go with them and just be in the service with them, right? Maybe one or two of you can be with them so that the rest of your space is not empty. And then after the service, the second batch of the altar call, you can go at once with them, right?
To die, amazing love, amazing love. How can
Go ahead, they'll talk with you. Talk, let his head or shut up. Head out. And then we'll see at the end of the service. Swear with you.
Amen, the Lord.
Help him.
Amen, the Lord.
In the presence of the Lord. I welcome everyone here today to this testimonies and thanksgiving service of the Kingdom Power Glory World Conference. We came in here today to appreciate God for every single thing He did for us in that conference. Manifestations of open heaven, manifestations of His word, manifestations, miracle signs and wonders, very instant and drastic. Miracle signs and wonders, and every form and manner of manifestation that we received and saw. And we have come to glorify Him. The manifestations followed us from the vigil yesterday. I went for the wedding of one of our brethren, and someone there who was paralyzed, maybe at the end of the service, crippled, broke the bone in three places. Outside, just outside in the venue there, the power of God touched her, healed her, and it will be shown at the end. So, we are here to appreciate God. And the subject this morning is your praise and your possession. Your praise and your possession. Since we are possessing our possessions and we are here this morning to praise God, we want to know the connection between our praise and our possession. Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 21, it said, "These people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise." And Psalm 67 verse 5 all the way to verse 7, it said, "Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us." God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. There is a connection between our praise and our portion, both in this life and in the life to come. There is a connection between our praise and our possession, both in this life and in the life to come. Because you know that in the life to come, there is nothing else we will be doing in heaven other than worship and praise our Creator and our Maker forever and ever. I'll give you two examples of people that saw the connection between their praise and their possession. Example number one is the example of the children of Israel when they left Egypt on their way to their inheritance. A portion of their inheritance was Jericho and across Jericho. And Jericho could not be taken except with praise. In Joshua chapter 6, God gave instructions to the children of Israel as to how they will both conquer and possess Jericho. They were to proceed into Jericho with the blast of the trumpet and then to combine it with the shout of praise. When that happened, in Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20, as they sounded the trumpet and blasted the blast of the trumpet and gave the shout of praise, the wall of Jericho collapsed and the people went in straight and took the city and took their possession. That makes it very, very clear that your praise is connected to your portion, is connected to your inheritance. There is something that belongs to you in God, There is something that belongs to you in life that you cannot access without your praise. There may be a wall, a limiting wall, like a Jericho wall, between you and what is yours that is not takeable without your praise. That's our first example of how praise gave Israel their possession. Maybe it's a spiritual possession. Maybe it's a marital possession. Maybe it's a financial possession. Maybe it's a possession of one thing or the other. But your praise is a vital link between what you lack and what you can have. Your praise is a vital link. And then, our second example, David. David was that instrumentalist that worshipped God with his instrument. He worshipped God with his instrument to the point where he created an instrument for the worship of his maker. It was that worship that gave him his place in the palace of King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 17. By worship, they identified David as a man who could play well on the instrument. I mean, in verse 18, they said there is a son of Jesse who can play, and so on and so forth. You know that David's play was not an entertainment play. His play of the instrument was not a professional kind of, oh, I am a professional, so let them hire me to play. His play was, he was playing free of charge, worshipping the God of his fathers, the God of his creation. But behind the wilderness, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. Then I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. How, O Lord, are the increase that trouble me? Many there be that rise up against me. Many there be who say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But you alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the lifter of my head. You alone are the strengthener of my life. In you I'm satisfied. That was instrument playing. And he developed himself to a point where nobody could play more than him. When they needed somebody in the palace, no other person could be suggested apart from David. Instrument play in the worship of the Creator gave David a place in the palace. The place you belong right in the front there can be given to you by your worship and your praise. Now, what is praise all about? What is praise all about? What is worship all about? Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21, where we read, shows us that praise is not just what we sing. Praise is what we show. These people have I formed for myself. He didn't say they will sing forth my praise. Singing is part of it. But he said they will show forth my praise. So praise is not just something we sing. Praise is something we show. Praise is something we display. Praise is something we demonstrate. It's something we show. Something we display. Something we demonstrate. Somebody say it is something I show. Something I display. And something I demonstrate. And what is that? Number one, it is about the display or demonstration of value for the Creator. The display or the demonstration of value for the Creator. showing value, showing reverence to the one who made you, without whom you can't survive. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name, Psalm 29 verse 2. That is, show him the value that is appropriate to him. It is about the display, the demonstration of value for the Creator. Number two, it is about the display and demonstration of gratitude and appreciation to the Almighty. The show, the display, the demonstration, which is part of what we have come here to do this morning, to show, to demonstrate, to display appreciation. Any way you can do it, any way you can, you do it with singing, you want to do it with dancing, you want to do it with giving and sacrifice, it is the demonstration. Psalm 100 verse 1, he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. He said, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. A show of gratitude, a show of appreciation. The most ungrateful people you ever, the most ungrateful creatures you may ever see will be human beings. You see, I have once seen the picture of a bird dancing as if it is worshiping God. Dr. Mr. Nenche sent me that clip some time ago. Worshiping, dancing, bowing down. Appreciation. Number three, it is about the display, the demonstration of excellence and distinction in the name of God. Excellence and distinction in the name of God. For the sake of the God you serve, you determined to be outstanding because you bear his name. You decided not to be a failure so that your failure does not bring him reproach. He said, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works. Matthew 5:16, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That is shine. When do we say a person is shining? That is a shining star. That is a star student. That is a shining staff. That is a shining employee. He said, wherever you find yourself, shine, so that praise can come to the one people know you with. Let not your carrying of the Bible become a reproach to God. Don't be a liability staff in your place of office. Don't be a liability student in the school where you are. Don't be a reproachful contractor. Do things that are outstanding, so that your Creator can be honored, so that his respect can increase in the eyes of the people. Who did that? Is that Christian? Who could produce such an excellent architectural drawing? Which lawyer prepared this brief? Which doctor carried out this surgery? Who is that student that was able to get this 98% out of 100? It is that Bible-carrying child of God. If you will not If you will not want to be excellent because of yourself, please be excellent because of your God. If you are not intending to live an outstanding life because of yourself, live an outstanding life because of the one who may get the insult from your mediocrity. In the same way that the father or the mother of an award-winning student receives congratulations from other parents and other people, oh, and the principal and the school authority, congratulations, your daughter came up topmost in the class, your son, your child, well done, you did well. What did you do? How did you raise them? In the same manner, El Shaddai, Elion, Elohim, Elohika, El Gibor of Judah, Gibor Mikama, he is waiting for the world, including the enemies of his, to say, in this case, you defeated us. It is about the demonstration of excellence and distinction. I'm sure you have never heard of this before, that is part of your praise. It's part of your praise. It's part of your worship to do well in life. It's part of your praise to your maker to stand out in life. It's part of your praise to your maker. Finally, it is about the demonstration of God glorifying character. The demonstration of God glorifying character. Your humility just melted their heart. Your sincerity. You mean you return back the change? You mean I forgot money in your hand and it is safe? Your brutal honesty, the safety of people's character in your hands, your extreme level of compassion and love, you demonstrated such character that made people go to church without hearing a preaching. If that is how church is, I want to go to church. If that is how God is, I want to serve him. It is true that many people have brought many to church by their lifestyle. It is also true that the greater number of Christians have driven people from church and from God with their character. There are those who vowed never to serve the God of their mother and father because of who the mother is in their eyes and the father. If this is how it is to be a Christian, I don't want to have anything to do with God. Because they see the mother and the father at home. They see their behavior. They see their character. It is about a God glorifying character that is the same scripture. Let your light shine. Let them see your good works. Let them see your quality behavior that God may be glorified. Somebody say amen. I hope this thing is not too hard this morning. That's the appropriate way to conclude this convention. What is my counsel? 5 things very quickly, and this counsel will be the same in all services. Number 1, determine to live for God in time so you can live with him in eternity. Determine to live for God in time so you can live with him in eternity. If you don't live for him here, how will you live with him there? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15, it said that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Unto him which died. Why do you take the next step without having an assurance of eternity? The next step. Why do you continue moving like you own your life? Determined to live for God in time so you can live with him in eternity. Number two, determined to direct your life's time, energy, and resources. Your life's time, energy, and resources into that, which will produce dividends, both in time and in eternity. Direct your life's time. Direct your life's energy. Direct your life's resources into that which will produce dividends, results, both in this time and in eternity. He said in Mark chapter 12 verse 29 and 30, you shall love the Lord your God. He said, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love your neighbor. That's all your might, all your strength, all. Put your life, put your time, put your resources into that which will give you dividends in this time and especially in eternity. Only a madman will start changing the paint of a house that has been marked for demolition. They say this thing is marked, it's about to be destroyed. It's okay, in that case, let me change the tiles. Putting more investment in what does not have a future. I heard a funny story yesterday. It's not a very funny, but a very, very pathetic story. A man told the story of how he was coming back from America with the very last flight at the beginning of the lockdown. And with that last flight, you see, when he went to the airport, the American airport, the place was like ghost town. An airport that was normally very, very busy. It's like ghost town. Only one counter was functioning. I think Turkish Airlines. That was the one that was only still flying to Nigeria. Countries were shutting down their airports. Shutting down airports. And then when they arrived at Istanbul, the place was buzzing with life. People were already stranded because they came for connecting flight. And then as they arrived there, they realized that their country has closed their airport. So they are there. You can imagine the lockdown was beginning. You don't have enough money. And you are there in another country for another 3, 4, 5 months. You say, but there were now, Nigeria was still open, and that was the day before they locked up airports in Nigeria. So he was on the flight, and a woman was in that flight with them. The woman packed her load and kept the load somewhere, and then came to the aircraft and then went down. Said she forgot something at the airport, and then went into the airport and was looking. They announced for this woman 1, 2, 3, 4. She couldn't come. Eventually, they shut the aircraft door. That was the last flight before lockdown. What did she forget? Perfume. Perfume. She left and her bag has already been checked inside the aircraft. Carry-on luggage has been checked inside the luggage. So she's stranded in another country without her cloth, without any bathing. If there is money, it's in the bag. And she's stranded in another country because she went to look for perfume. Perfume she forgot. That is how the rapture will be. When it is time for the trumpet to be blasted and it is time to go, there is something else somebody left somewhere. Something distracting somebody. Maybe a useless relationship with a man or a woman. Maybe a fraudulent account, something. And then, and then only those who are ready heard the sound. I couldn't recover from that story. Flight has gone. Border is closed. Here you are in a foreign country. No money in your pocket. I'm looking for where to sleep. And then day one, day two, day three, day 10, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. You don't have the visa of that country. It's another challenge. You are in transit. You will never miss it. Now, if you have ever missed a flight, especially a flight that is going far, it reminds you of how frustrated you feel. May that feeling never happen when the trumpet is blown. Because multiply it a million times. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Let's direct ourselves. Her energy went to perfume. Time was given to a tiny bottle of perfume. Note down Mark chapter 12, verse 29 to 30. Number 3. Don't do tomorrow what you can do for the Lord today. Because that only brings regrets, both in time and in eternity. Don't do tomorrow what you can do for the Lord today. That will only bring regrets, both in time and in eternity. Don't do tomorrow what you can do for the Lord today. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 7, you say, by the word of truth, that's verse 1 and 2. We then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold now, not tomorrow is the accepted time. Now, behold now is the day of salvation. Now, not tomorrow. You want to give your life to Christ? Do it now. You want to rededicate yourself to God? Do it now. You want to work for God and serve God? Don't say until I get married, until I get a job, until I go to school. Do it now. Don't do tomorrow what you can do for the Lord today. Number 4. Let all who know you know your heavy value for your God. It's part of your praise. Let everyone who know you know your heavy value for your God. Don't ever let anybody take your relationship with God for granted. Especially as you are not taking it for granted. If the people who know you don't know your value for God, you haven't started yet. Let them know your value for God. In Daniel chapter 6, I think from verse 4 and 5, they said, when they were looking for occasion against Daniel, they said, we cannot find occasion. Then in verse 5, they said, we will not be able to find any occasion against Daniel, except it concerns the law of his God. If you say, Daniel, don't pray, then you can send him to prison because he will pray. If you say, Daniel, don't worship, then you can kill him because he will worship. Let people know the very heavy value you have for God. Otherwise, you don't have anybody. You are going to church and somebody say, oh, follow me for this trip now. I mean, let's go. Church is there all the time now. Next Sunday, you can go to church. With which mouth will the person talk to you like that? Somebody said he wanted to show me a house. And from the way he was talking, it was as if he wanted to give that house to me as a gift. 7-bedroom duplex basement. It was healing and deliverance service time. And I said, I'm going to go to church. I have service and I said, no, let's go and look at it now. I could easily tell somebody to anchor the service in my absence. And then I'll come and join the service later. And I told him, no, I can't go now. It has to be after the service. And he said, no, it has to be now. That was where the matter ended. Till tomorrow. Not that we had a house. We were still living in a rented house at that time. But God knew, the devil knew, and the man knows eventually the heavy weight of value that we have placed on our relationship with God. And I can't share testimony of house now. You know, when I rededicated my life to Christ, I sat with my father, earthly father, and palm wine was in his front. You know, in the village there was palm wine. You know, but I believe that by the end of his journey, he was clearly in line with Jehovah by the end of his journey. God healed him of diabetes, healed him of hypertension under this ministry. So we sat, we were talking. And he said, can you stretch me that, asking me to pour the wine into the cup for him or something. Then he said, sorry. You are not permitted to touch this now. You can't touch this one now. You can't touch it now. Wow. Because it's your father, you may find it very difficult to say no. Say, help me pour this. So, oh, sorry, sir. You are not permitted to touch this now. Every time I visited home afterwards, when I became a pastor, people will gather. Himself will gather people. Come and see. When I start praying for people, he's the one shouting the fire more than anybody. Fire. Ola, 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 ola. Because he knew from the beginning that this guy is not faking it. He knew it. Take your seat. Don't let anybody take your relationship with God for granted. Otherwise, you will end up grounded. Smith Wigglesworth told his wife, Smith Wigglesworth, the apostle of faith, was once a sinner, drunkard. He told his wife, if you go to church, you won't come back to this house. He said, darling, you are my husband. Jesus is my Lord. I love you, but I like to obey my Lord. She eventually loved the husband into the kingdom. Let all who know you know your heavy value for your Creator. That was Daniel chapter 6. Verse 4 to 5. And finally, let the presence of God be your greatest addiction and attraction in life. Let the presence of God be your greatest addiction, greatest attraction. Psalm 122 verse 1, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Any other thing that attracts you more than God may be the thing that may distract you off eternity with God. Any other thing. Whether it's the chase of money, whether it's the chase of name, any other thing that attracts you more than the attraction God has for you may be the thing that may distract you away from eternity with God. Attraction. I was glad my heart pants after you. There is a place my heart cries out for. It is the place of your presence. That is where the true worshippers differ from others. The most important attraction and attachment of your life is your attachment to God not fun, not entertainment, not money, not this and that. God. You will do every other thing, but the number one on your list is your God. If that is not the case, something is wrong. I welcome you to a life of praise, a life of worship, a life of possessing your possession. Not just in this world, but in the world to come, in Jesus' name. Stand up on your feet, everybody. Excellent. We're in a good place. A good place to be able to shout after the message. We're in a good place. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate Him. Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord. That is how you designed life to be, Lord. Help me, Lord, to live how I ought to live. Let me want, let me want what you want, oh my dear. Lift your voice and sing, let me, Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear. That is how you designed life to be, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to live how I ought to be. Take me to the place.
That is leaving. is my desire
to be all for you.
To be all for you is all I want.
Take me, Lord.
All I want.
lift up your right, your two hands everywhere. We're going to take the chorus again. While that is going on, anywhere you are this morning, you haven't come out yet for the altar call this morning, you are saying, Pastor, I have heard this word, and I believe that it is better for me to live for God than to live for myself. I am sorry how I have lived, and I want to genuinely and sincerely be born again. Or maybe rededicate yourself to God, or have an addiction broken off your life. Anyone in that category, pick your Bibles and pick your bags, and quickly come forward. Take me to the place.
Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no will, God is separate from me.
Keep coming at the count of 7-1.
Oh Lord, take me.
Carry your Bibles and your bags as you come forward.
Where I have no choice, God is separate from your choice.
To be lost in you,
to be lost in you,
is my
desire.
To be all for you,
to be all for you.
He's all I want. Take me to the place, oh Lord.
Take me to the place. Go with God is with you. Run away. Take me to the place.
To be lost in you,
to be lost
in you,
is my desire.
To be all for you,
to be all for you, is all.
Place your right hand on your chest and say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. All right, some are still coming. Again, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' name.